This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders are even further apart in the delegate count this Wednesday after voters in six U.S. states cast ballots for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. VOA's Michael O'Sullivan explains.
The win in Michigan, with 125 delegates of the 1,991 needed for the nomination, boosts Biden's case that he is the candidate who can beat President Donald Trump. Exit polls indicate he attracted African Americans, older and moderate voters. Biden also won in Mississippi, again making gains with black voters, and in Missouri, drawing support from other key Democratic voters. Sanders performed better in Washington state, where residents are coping with the new coronavirus and once crowded neighborhoods are empty. The count was tied early Wednesday. Sanders and Biden will debate Sunday and face off again in primaries March 17th in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Federal health officials are warning there will be more disruptions and cancellations before the new coronavirus has run its course.
Flying, cruise trips, and business travel have been widely curtailed. But the White House Task Force on the new coronavirus is suggesting things will become more restrictive.
As a nation, we can't be doing the kinds of things we were doing a few months ago.
Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health. Washington State's governor is ready to limit gatherings in the Seattle area to no more than 250 people. California's Coachella Music Festival's been put off until October. Carlos Santana, along with the Zac Brown Band, are canceling upcoming concerts. MGM Resorts closing food buffets at Las Vegas casinos. And many colleges and universities are sending students home.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting.